T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You heard what I said before the break? According to a report between 2010 and 2019, using legal tax avoidance strategies, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and Netflix, nicknamed the Silicon Six, were able to collectively avoid $155 billion. They paid $155.3 billion less than what the actual tax rates would be required. This is according to the nonprofit Fair Tax Mark. That is the citation on that. $155.3 billion less. Well, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen wants to stop that. And this weekend, the G7, some of the world's richest companies, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, UK, US, agreed to a global minimum corporate tax rate of at least 15%. And since the 80s, not just in that study I cited for the last 10 years, but since the 80s, companies have been paying less and less in taxes. That's because these giant companies are able to pit countries against each other and say, oh, I'll move my headquarters here if I can get a better tax rate. States do that too. Places like Delaware and Florida, things like that, have lower taxes than some other states. But countries do it for these huge corporations. Now, Janet Yellen is trying to change that. So this is it. They would pay at least 15% in taxes, including on profits from overseas. And, you know, we've had this here in Minnesota. A few years back, Medtronic moved their headquarters to Germany. People were up in arms about that. It was to save on taxes. And you know what? That pisses me off. You're doing business here in the U.S. You're selling drugs here in the U.S. Pay your taxes. You wonder why we don't have money for things like infrastructure or health care. Well, maybe, or universal basic income like we talked about yesterday. Well, maybe that's because giant corporations that are making billions of dollars are not paying their fair share. And right now, I'll take that 15%. I will. So I am excited about this new tax rate. Of course, I have like a million questions. That's why we asked Tyler Shipper. Tyler is an assistant professor in the Department of Economics at the University of St. Thomas. Professor Shipper, we're so happy to have you on the show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so I cited all these studies and I said these corporations are going to pay a 15% tax rate, no matter where they are. How does that affect the United States? And does that mean more money for U.S. infrastructure and our programs back home?
I mean, hopefully it does. I'm glad you mentioned infrastructure, though, because I think that's one of the big tie-ins here, which is that this is mostly about setting a kind of a floor so that the U.S. could potentially raise its own corporate tax rates. This has been part of the way that the Biden administration has wanted to pay for more infrastructure, is potentially raising our own corporate tax rate. But it feels like we can't necessarily do that if those corporations would really easily flee to somewhere else where they're willing to pay less than 15% taxes, for instance.
And this was only the G7. So can they still move to other countries and escape? Like, let's like that the Medtronic example. They went to Germany. Well, Germany is part of the G7 here. Would Medtronic theoretically, you know, could they just up and move their headquarters to a different country?
Yeah, and there's a couple hurdles here. So the first one is trying to get broader buy-in, right? If it's only these seven countries, they'll go somewhere else. So, for instance, Ireland is often one of the countries that's most talked about where these tech companies are are headquartering or declaring a lot of their profits. And Ireland's going to be a tough sell. They get represented as part of the G20, which is the next step here to try and sell the G20. So you have more of these developed or large economies that would also buy into this. The next layer on top of that is you need national governments to okay this. And for the U.S. Congress, that could be a really tough lift.
Okay, why? Why wouldn't Congress want this? Why don't they want them paying their fair share?
Well, it's kind of twofold. One is that because this could be considered an international tax treaty, there's actually a higher threshold for votes. Specifically, it needs two-thirds votes in the Senate. And so imagining how you get two-thirds votes for about anything right now, that can be really difficult. Particularly conservatives just don't like higher taxes that might have to be negotiated internationally. And so there could be a lot of pushback in the Senate.
Only because they represent big business and they don't want to look like they're taxing corporations. Is that right?
Right. And some of this gets really tricky, right, because there are really tricky politics around taxation of tech companies right now. Tech companies have been getting flack from both the right and the left for a host of different things when it comes to taxes and privacy. So the politics could get really complicated, given that some of the companies we're really looking at here are those big tech companies. And that's mm-hmm. because of how their business models work. Facebook doesn't necessarily have a lot of physical infrastructure in a lot of countries, but they make a lot of revenue there. And so their physical infrastructure, their headquarters can be anywhere around the world, but they can still provide their services. And so that makes those companies really be at the center of a lot of these global minimum taxes.
I was reading that some tech companies say they're all for it because, and this is my question to you, they could drop their tech-specific digital taxes. What are tech-specific digital taxes?
So it's my understanding these were taxes that the European countries in particular have tried to levy on particularly U.S. firms or U.S. tech firms because they thought it was kind of unfair that a company like Facebook was generating all this revenue but not paying any taxes on it because they were headquartered elsewhere. So I think a lot of this is going to be written down still in terms of what are the exact details. But if there is this 15% minimum tax, it could then essentially outweigh or get rid of some of those specific technology taxes that had been levied against those firms. So it might simplify for some big tech firms.
So what do you think is Janet Yellen's goal? Does she just want the cash, or does she want big companies to move their headquarters back to the United States?
I think it's always going to be a hard sell to say that big companies move back. But I do think it does change incentives going forward. So I do think that setting this minimum threshold means that there's not this race to the bottom effect, that there is some level where firms can't continue to just compete over tax rates. Instead, they have to start competing over better things like infrastructure. Does one country have a better setup for you to host your operations? Or is there a better educated workforce? And those are things that if countries start to compete over that, that seems like a really great thing, right? If countries have better infrastructure and better educated workforces, that's exactly what we want to see. So it is kind of reframing how countries should compete. Instead of racing to the bottom, maybe it's racing to the top.
And when we say 15% in taxes, I don't mean to make you do math on the show. I never do math, but that's why you're here. But how much money are we talking about?
I mean, you're talking about 15% of billions and billions of dollars. So, okay. I mean, in terms of, there was an estimate from Goldman Sachs today about how much this would actually cost some companies. And the overall change is going to be relatively small. So they were estimating it's kind of a 1% to 2% on profits for a lot of companies, but in some sectors that could be higher. Specifically in technology, that could be up to 5% more in taxes or 5% less profits than they had before. I'm skeptical if the effects would even be that large. I think even if you suppose that the G20 agrees to this and Congress agrees to this and this does become a new standard, as soon as you're talking about profits being generated in very difficult business models globally, I think corporations are very creative in ways to avoid taxes. And that's kind of one of the new areas of globalization, that tax collection in a globalized world is really difficult. And so I'm hesitant to say that this completely changes the game, but I think it is a big deal.
It's a big deal until it isn't, because when you get the Senate involved, again, they are just the greatest disappointment that we've seen in a long time. And it just seems like nothing ever passes. And now you're telling me it needs a 2/3 vote. Now it seems that this is unrealistic. Janet Yellen's doing her victory lap, but this seems like it's unrealistic that it's even going to pass.
Right. And I would be skeptical that it does pass the U.S. Congress, especially if it is considered a tax treaty. If this is considered just to change the U.S. tax code because we don't have to negotiate kind of like a treaty, then it might not have to meet that upper threshold. But I would still guess that given what some members of the Senate are already saying, it would still need to have 60 votes to withstand a filibuster.
Yeah. Well, this was an education, and I appreciate you laying it out for us. Again, I was a little more excited about it before our conversation, but I appreciate the facts.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to ruin it for you.
Assistant Professor Tyler Schiffer from the Department of Economics at the University of St. Thomas. Professor, thank you so much, and we appreciate you. I hope you'll come back on the show to explain more tough stuff for us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Boy, you get the Senate involved, boom, immediate death. Nothing is ever going to happen. It will be in gridlock forever because they can't even agree on humane, normal things. So I can't imagine that this is going anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.